A long time ago in Prague, there was a teacher. He was the Rebbe of the Cheder, where the little boys learned. His name was Big Yankel. And one day, there comes to Big Yankel's house, and the Cheder, the room of the Cheder, was in his house. There comes to Big Yankel's house a little boy with black hair and very dark skin, and he looked very sad. And somebody brought him, an older person brought him, and they said, "Big Yankel, this is a little boy who unfortunately lost his parents. They died. He has no place to go and no place to live. And I thought that maybe this little boy could be a helper for you in the cheder. He could light the wood to make a fire or go chop wood. He could help clean the cheder. He could help arrange the sfarim." And Big Yankel says to the little boy, "What's your name, little boy?"
"My name is Beryl."
"Beryl, what a wonderful name. Welcome to the cheder. You'll live in my house. I'll take care of you. And don't worry about a thing. You're going to be very happy here." And Beryl started to smile. And he was very happy. And he stayed with Big Yankel. And he was very helpful. And he was now living in Big Yankel's house. A few days later, there's a knock on the door, and all of a sudden, there's a boy with red hair and reddish skin, and there's a man with him, and Big Yankel says, "Yes," and the man says, "Big Yankel, everyone in Prague knows you're such a wonderful, nice man, and you teach the Kinderlach Torah. And there's a boy here that unfortunately lost his parents." Another boy, Kinalach, who unfortunately lost his parents. He was a yosoim, an orphan. And the man goes on, he says, "There's nobody to take care of the boy. He has no other family. And we thought that maybe he could stay with you and work in your cheder." And Big Yankel thought to himself, "Well, I already have somebody helping, but maybe two boys would also be very good to have. They'll be friends and they'll both help." And Big Yankel says to the little boy, "What's your name, little boy?"
"My name is Beryl."
"What? Your name is Beryl?"
"Yes, my name is Beryl."
"Huh. Two Beryls. I have another Beryl living in my house. Well, you know what? Just in order not to get mixed up, if I say Beryl and two boys are going to come, the other Beryl has black hair. And you have red hair. So let's call you the Reute Beryl because you have red hair. And we'll call the other boy the Schwarze Beryl because he has black hair." And so there's the Schwarze Beryl and there's the Reute Beryl. And that's how we'll call you. Two Beryls. Kinalach, the two Beryls became good friends and they were very helpful and they were very nice boys. And they did all the jobs, and Big Yankel took care of them. Now, when they were done with their jobs, they also sat and learned Torah. And they became, when they got a little bit older, a chavrusa. They were learning Torah together. And they got bigger. They went to the big boys' yeshiva, and they were learning very well together. Until the two Beryls got older, and they became big Talmidei Chachamim. And then, by this time, everybody in Prague knew about these two special Beryls, the two special boys, and it was time now for them to get married, and they found good Shidduchim, and they both got married, and they learned for a while, and then they decided to go into business, and they went first into Shechita, and then afterwards they went into the cow business to get cows for the Sheikhtim, And they did so well, Hashem gave them such a bracha for their business, they became very rich, very wealthy. And people called them the two Beralech, the Gvirs, the two Gvir Beralech. A Gvir is a rich man. And they bought a big, big house that they split in two, and they lived right next door to each other. And Kenelach, everything was wonderful except for one thing, which wasn't so wonderful. There was a big problem, Kenelach. Things weren't so wonderful. Shh. Now, the Reuter Beryl's wife started having babies, Baruch Hashem, and the Schwarzer Beryl's wife also started having babies. But there was a difference between the two babies, the two kinds of babies. The Reuter Beryl's wife had boys, and they were healthy. They were gesund. Unfortunately, the Schwarzer Beryl's wife had babies, girls, which is fine. Baruch Hashem, if you have a baby girl, you're also very lucky because Hashem gives you a bracha for a baby girl. But the children were very sick. They were always very weak and very sick. They were in bed, and the doctor always had to come and give them medicine, and they miss school, and they're always feeling not good, and taking pills, and blowing their noses, and being sick. And Kenelach, the two Beryls were such good friends, and their wives were very good friends. However, the Schwarzer Beryl's wife was jealous. You know what jealous means? She was jealous of the Reuter Beryl's wife, that she had healthy children and she had boys, and the Schwarzer Beryl's wife had sick children and only girls. And deep down inside, she was jealous, but she never said anything. And nobody knew except for one person. The only one that knew was Esterol, the Mialedes. Esterol, the midwife. She was the lady that helped the babies get born. In those days, mommy did not go to the hospital to a doctor when she had a baby, but she had the baby at home, and a lady came who was especially trained to help ladies have babies. And even nowadays, there are such women, they're called midwives. And they were there to help the mommies have their babies. Esterol was the one who helped all the babies get born. And she knew, because sometimes from a little bit you could find out a lot, just from a few things that the Schwarzer Beryl's wife said, she could tell she had not good feelings and she was very jealous deep down inside, but nobody else knew, only Esterol. And one night, Esterol Kenelach was in her house, and she was thinking about the Reuter Beryl's wife and the Schwarzer Beryl's wife, how they were good friends, and the families were good friends, but she was thinking of the problem of the children. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and it's one of the Reuter Beryl's Kenelach that came to her house, with a little note, with a little letter. And Esterol opens it up and it says, "Dear Esterol, I have good news for you. I am expecting a baby." Now this is being written by the Reuter Beryl's wife. "I'm expecting a baby and I just wanted you to be ready in the right time to be there when I have the baby. So please write this down on your calendar that you should be ready on this and this day to be ready when I have a baby to be in my house." And it set a certain day. And Esterol was so happy that Reuter Beryl's wife is expecting another baby. Shh. About a half an hour later, there's another knock on the door. And it's one of the daughters of the Schwarzer Beryl. And she also has a letter for Esterol. And Esterol opens up the letter and it says, "Dear Esterol." Now this is written by the Schwarzer Beryl's wife. "Dear Esterol, I want to let you know the good news that I'm expecting a baby, and I will be having my baby. Now, because ladies know, they could figure out sometimes almost to the day exactly when they're going to have their baby. And the Schwarzenbell's wife writes to Estero, I am expecting a baby now in a certain time on such and such a day. Please write down in your book to be ready when I have my baby, to be there to help me. And all of a sudden, Estero, when she looks at the letter, she sees, look, they're expecting on the same day. The Reutebel's wife and the Schwarzenbell's wife are expecting a baby on the same day. Isn't that interesting? I will be right there next door by both of them to help both of them have the babies. And all of a sudden, Estero got an idea, a very interesting idea. She says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something to help the Schwarzenbell and his family, but I'm going to do it a secret way. When they have the babies, I am going to secretly exchange the babies, that the Reutebel's healthy baby will go to the Schwarzenbell's wife, and the Schwarzenbell's baby will go to the Reutebel's wife. I will exchange the babies, so that way, hopefully, the Reutebel's wife will have not only a healthy baby, but a boy. That way, the Schwarzenbell's wife will get a baby boy, because I'm going to do it in a smart, secret way. And even if it's a girl, at least she'll have a healthy baby. And the other baby I'm going to exchange and secretly put by the Reutebel's wife. And nobody will know. And in that way, because the Schwarzenbell's wife will have a healthy baby and hopefully a boy, she'll be so happy she won't be jealous anymore towards the Reutebel's wife. Estero, the midwife, has a plan. She has a good intention. But to mean well and to want to do good is not enough. It has to be a right thing according to Torah. And over here we already understand that there's going to be a big problem and a big trouble to do such a thing, to exchange babies. And whatever a person's good intention is, they have to check out, either with a Rav or somebody who knows Shulchan Aruch, if this is the right thing to do. A few months later, in Estro's house, one evening, there's a knock on the door, and Estro goes to the door, and it's one of the Reutebel's children. And the child says to Estro, my mommy is calling you to come quickly to our house because she's going to have the baby. Oh, Estro says, it's time for the Reutebel's wife to have the baby, so I'm going to go right away. And of course she's thinking, I hope the Schwarzenbell's wife also very soon have the baby so I can go do my plan. Because as we remember, they are due to have the baby the same time. And Estero quickly goes to the Reutebel's house, and Mrs. Reutebel is now ready to have her baby. And Estero brings all the stuff that she needs to help her have the baby. And they go into the bedroom. And Estero now gets ready to deliver the baby. And now, Kenalach, who is the first one that sees if the baby is a boy or a girl? It is the midwife who delivers the baby. All of a sudden, she sees the baby is born, and it's a baby boy. The Reutebel's wife just had a baby boy. But Estero quickly wraps the baby in blankets, and she says to Beryl's wife, you are so lucky, mazel tov, mazel tov. And the Reutebel's wife says, did I have a boy or a girl? She says, you have a baby girl. You have a baby girl. Now, was it a baby girl or a baby boy? it's a baby boy, but she says a baby girl. Now, this is all a part of a plan, as you're going to see. She announced that it's a baby girl. Okay, I'm not going to explain the whole plan. I'll just tell you as it goes on, because it'll get mixed up too much. It's kind of difficult. So just know that it was really a baby boy, but she told everybody it's a baby girl. And Kinelach, she gave the baby to the mommy to give a koshi to her new baby. And she could not see if it's a boy or a girl. She just believed Estrel, it's a baby girl. And then Estrel says, I'll take the baby now and do all the things that I have to do with the newborn baby. Like they have to do special things with a newborn baby. And she put the little baby in the little vegala or the little crib thing, whatever they have, the little bassinet thing. And the baby was now all wrapped up in the blankets. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door by the Reuter Barrel's house, because next door by the Schwarzer Barrel's house, they knew that Esther was next door because they knew that the Reuter Barrel's wife was having her baby. And now one of the daughters of the Schwarzer Barrel goes to the Reuter Barrel's house to call Esther. Esther, my mommy is having her baby now. Esther, my mommy is having her baby now. Can you come and help my mommy to have her baby? And Esther said, yes, of course, I'm coming right away. And she's so happy because now she hopefully will do her plan. And she runs next door to the Schwarzer Barrel's house. And the Schwarzer Barrel's wife is ready to have her baby. And she takes her and gets her ready to have the baby. And now the baby is born. And she sees it's also a baby boy. It's a baby boy. Now remember, the Reuter Barrel's wife had a baby boy, but Estrel said it was a girl. And now the Schwarzer Barrel's wife had also a baby boy. Baruch Hashem, a baby boy. And Estrel says to the Schwarzer Barrel's wife, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, you have a baby boy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, a baby boy. And she wraps up the baby in the blankets and gives the mommy the baby to give a cushy. And she says, let me take care of the little baby now and you get rest. And she put the little baby in the baby's little crib. And now, Kinelach, it's late in the evening. And Estrel says to the families, get some rest now because it's been a big day. And I will be here the whole night taking care of both babies. I will make sure the babies are well taken care of. And Kinelach, everybody went to sleep. Shh. Now, before they went to sleep, Esther went back to the Reuter Barrel's wife in their house, and she said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, I have to wish you a new Mazel Tov, and I have to explain you something. And they said, what do you mean a new Mazel Tov? We know that we had a baby girl, and next door, we know that the Schwarzer Barrel's wife had a baby boy. And Esther smiles. She says, well, I have a surprise for you. You also had a baby boy. Mazel Tov, you have a baby boy. And they were surprised. But Esther, you told us it was a baby girl. I can't allow, this is all a part of her plan. She says, look, I told you that it was a baby girl, that there should not be an Ayin Hara from next door. Because if she found out you had a baby boy first, and of course we all know she wanted a baby boy, she might have been jealous of you that you got a baby boy, and we thought maybe she'll get a baby girl. Well, she might be jealous and give an Ayin Hara. Do you want to have, Chas V'Shalom, an Ayin Hara on your baby? And of course the Reuter Barrel's wife said, no. So she said, I wanted to find out what she would have first. So we announced you had a baby girl. And then she wouldn't be jealous or have an Ayin Hara. And when she had a baby boy, now I told them that you also had a baby boy and everybody's happy. And that way, there was no chance of an Ayin Hara. And of course, the family said to Esther, you did the smartest thing. Thank you very much. Baruch Hashem, we're so happy that you did that. Now, of course, Esther's plan was that in case they would have a baby girl, right? Then she could exchange the baby girl from the Schwarzer Barrels family and give it to the Reuter Barrels family because they would have thought they had a baby girl anyway. And the baby boy from the Reuter Barrels wife would be given to the Schwarzer Barrels family because she would have told them that she has a baby boy. But this way, she had both plans ready. Whether there's a girl or a boy, she had both plans ready. And the plan worked. Everybody was happy. And in the middle of the night, Kenelach, when everybody was sleeping, Esther exchanged the babies. The little boy from the Reuter Barrels wife, who was born first, she carried next door, and she put it in the Schwarzer Barrels house, in the little crib. And the Schwarzer Barrels wife, who had her little baby boy, she took next door to the Reuter Barrels house and put it in the Reuter Barrels crib. And the reason she did that again was she said, the healthy baby from the Reuter Barrels wife will this time go to the Schwarzer Barrels wife, and she'll have a healthy baby, and the other baby will go to the Reuter Barrels wife. She meant well. And she did not tell anybody. But she wrote it down in a special book that Esther had. Whenever she helped a lady give birth to a baby, she would write down the day, the month, the year, the birthday of the baby, and which family it was born to. And she wrote down in that little book that she exchanged the two babies. She wrote it down in that little book that she writes down all the babies, the book of babies. But she didn't tell anybody. The time went on, and the Reuter Barrels wife took care of her little baby, thinking that it was hers. Was it hers? No. And the Schwarzer Barrels wife took care of her baby, thinking that it was hers. Was it hers? No. Suddenly, one day, very suddenly, Esther, the midwife, passed away. She passed away very suddenly. And as you know, she didn't tell anybody. She did not tell anybody what happened. Where was the only place that you could find out what happened? In that little book. Now, Esther had a daughter. And the daughter took all of her mother's stuff that she did not need, and she put it in the basement. And she put it in boxes in the corner of the basement. And one of the things she put in the basement was that little book. She put it away with a whole bunch of stuff in the basement. And there it was in the basement, so nobody knew. And now the months went on and the years went on. And those little babies grew up to be big boys until they grew up to be now men. And it was Chasana time. So many years went by, it was Chasana time. Now the two boys were Chasenbachers. They're old enough to get married. And it's time to find them a Shidduch. And Kenelach, it just so happened that the two Barrels are talking one evening and they decide, Barrel, yes Barrel, listen Barrel, yes Barrel, we never made a Shidduch between our families. I have a great idea. Why doesn't my son marry your daughter? The Schwarzer Barrels boy, the only son, is going to marry one of the Reuter Barrels' daughters, because the Reuter Barrel had sons and daughters. Oh, wouldn't that be a wonderful shidduch? Now, Kenelach, there's a problem over here. Because the Schwarzer Barrels' little boy, who's of course now a big boy, the Schwarzer Barrels' boy is really the Reuter Barrels' boy. Now, what will happen if the Schwarzer Barrels' son, who's really the Reuter Barrels' son, will have a shidduch to one of the Reuter Barrels' daughters? What's going to happen then? What does that mean?
They're marrying brothers and sisters.
That means it's really his sister. Is this going to be a kosher shidduch? Is this going to be a kosher shidduch, boys? Oh, no. A brother and a sister are not allowed to be married, but nobody knows the difference. They didn't know that they're brother and sister because of why? Why don't they know they're brother and sister? Because Esther switched the babies. But now the two barrels families say, this is a wonderful shidduch. The Shvarza Beryl's son will marry one of the daughters of the Reuter Beryl, and everybody said Mazel Tov, and they made L'chaim, and they brought out Mashke, and they had Mezenis, and everybody was singing the Gunim, and everybody was Freilich, and the news came out in Prague, and everybody was so happy, and there's going to be a big Chasaneh. And who was invited to be Masader Kedushin that he should go to the Chuppah to marry the two, the Chosin and the Kala, the Maharal of Prague? And Kinalach, it came the Chasaneh. And of course, so many people were invited to the Chasaneh, and everybody is so excited. Shh. And they bring the Chuppah out in front of the shul in Prague. They brought out the chuppah in front of the shul in Prague, and the hundreds of the orachim were standing there by the chuppah. And inside of the chasana hall, the band was tuning up their banjos and their violins and their fluties, and the cooks were cooking all the food, and all the waiters were busy setting the tables, and everybody was in a good mood. And Avram Chaim, who was one of the maharals, Shamashim, one of his helpers, brought the bottle of wine. And of course, Yossel the Goylem also came, probably dressed up in his nice chasana suit. And the Maharal goes under the chuppah. And of course, the chasan is under the chuppah. And the kala, and the families with the candles. Shh. And now it's time to start the Sheva Brachos, the seven brachos under the chuppah. And the first one is, of course, Bere Priya Gofen on the wine. And they put the becher into the Maharal's hand. And Avram Chaim pours out the wine. And now the Maharal gets ready to say the bracha, Bere Priya Gofen. And he says, Baruch Atah. All of a sudden, after the word Atah, and before he said Hashem's name, the cup of wine spilled out of his hand, it fell out of his hand, and spilled on the ground under the chuppah. And everybody said, huh? They never saw this happen before. And especially by the tzaddik, the Maharal, that a cup of wine should fall out of his hand under the chuppah. And there was no strong wind. All the candles were burning. And there was no special reason. Well, they thought the Maharal, maybe, you know, he's very old, and it does happen that a person might lose the balance of the cup, and, you know, it could happen. So Avram Chaim now took the bottle of wine, they picked up the kois, and they cleaned it off. They put the kois back into the hand of the Maharal. The Chosin and Kala are standing there. The Kala has the veil over her face and the beautiful white dress. And the Chosin is standing there. And the families. And all the Orachim. And now the Maharal gets ready to make the bracha again. Baruch Atah. All of a sudden, again, the cup falls out of his hand onto the ground. And the wine spills. And everybody goes, huh? They were so surprised. Two times? Two times? Something's going on over here. Well, Kinalach, if you don't know what's going on over here, you have to just go on and do what you have to do. And there's a chasana to do. And the Maharal said to Avram Chaim, take the bottle of wine and pour out a third cup. Avram Chaim takes the bottle of wine. Now, he had brought a full bottle of wine. And a full bottle of wine holds many cups. And Avram Chaim takes the bottle of wine and he pours into the cup of the Maharal. But nothing is coming out. And he lifts the bottle higher. Well, maybe the wine is in the bottom of the bottle. Nothing is coming out. He turns the bottle upside down. Nothing is coming out. There's no wine left. And it was a full bottle of wine. Very strange. 2 times the cup fell out of the hand of the Maharal, and now there's no wine left. Something is doing.